Today at Kwani Nam, it's January 11th, and we want to welcome everyone to our cyberspace ashram. Our doors are open, our hearts are open, our minds are open, and we're looking at you through the wonderful, not quite so astral plane of cyberspace. It's kind of a different world that we're in now. Looking at our congregation worldwide, we see a lot of hope for the future. We see the young people coming forward in a very nice way. A young person has to prove for himself the basic principles of Sanatana Dharma. Some go at it in a straightforward way, and others go at it in a roundabout way. What is a roundabout way? Trying to disprove everything and therefore proving it. What is a straightforward way? Accepting it as it is and trying to prove it also. And what is proving it? Proving these basic principles of Sanatana Dharma is relating them to your own life's experience. So we cannot be discouraged with young people if we find they reach a certain age and pull away a little bit. And Vishva Guru will also work with me and help. And they can understand the law of karma by going through a few experiences and finding out how those experiences were created by themselves. They have to have those basic realizations in this life. If they didn't have those basic realizations in a previous life. They had these basic realizations in a previous life very, very strongly. Those things carry over from life to life and the soul builds on them. We've had one or two recently, older students who went away for a while and proved out all of these various things of karma and dharma and reincarnation and existence of God everywhere. And after 20 years of figuring it all out, came back. What's a small amount of 20 years to pack into this, you awaken these aspects of the superconscious mind? It's just a little space of time. Because now those realizations with these individuals will remain in their psyche forever. And they'll build on it life after life after life after life. Leading up to the big realization, there are a lot of little realizations. New students want to realize the self. Let's see, now it's a 6:45, at least by 7:30, that should happen. Especially Americans. You want to go to the top and then get all the getting while the getting is good. However, a lot of little realizations come along first. Just to realize you're a soul living in an astral body, and the astral body is living in a physical body, is not an easy realization, though it's very nice to listen to. To realize that you have an astral body that's awake 24 hours a day living in a physical body that sleeps half the time, that's also, for some people, a very difficult realization. They are so certain that they are their physical body and so uncertain that it's going to last forever. Maybe. They're not quite sure. Until they see a funeral car go by or something like that, and then, that's a big problem. Let's not think about that anymore. When we're on the path, what does on the path mean? You get a jump start. Does your car ever go dead? Then you hook these little things on the battery, give it a jump start. You're on the path. Shaktipada. Jumpstart. Once that jumpstart happens, you're still on the path no matter what you do. Once you're on the path, you're always on the path, even if you stand for a few years in one place on the path or work in circles, always coming back to the same place, thinking you're going in a straight line, you're still on the path. Who is somebody who's not on the path? Anavamarga. They're on the path of the ego. They haven't yet got the jump start. As soon as that happens, and it can happen at any time, it can happen in any way, the person's on the path. And then, what is it, the path? It's a path of a series of realizations, starting with the smallest realization to the ultimate realization. We've got to do the smallest one first. That's why in our Sarvasiddhanta we have Sharya path, Kriya path, Yoga path, jnana path. You don't do the yoga path, or if you do do the yoga path before the other two, it doesn't work. You cannot build the top floor of a building without building the other ones underneath it. Because if you did, it would be the bottom floor. It wouldn't be the top floor. To all of you, you've heard this before, but you can take it out to others. You take it out to others on the email. You take it out to others on the internet. Because you always know what you know when you hear yourself saying it to someone else. Then you know what you know. And how do you know what you know you know? When you hear that someone else saying the same thing to someone else. Then you know that you know you know. The cycle has been complete. Now many of you have had that realization. In more simple terms, Vasuki is a beautiful dancer. She danced for us in the most wonderful way. She's now teaching dancing, and she's reviving everything that she knows, many things that she's forgotten in the beginning stages. When she sees Tirusalvi teaching somebody else dancing, then she will know that she knows, that she really knows inside, and to have a greater satisfaction and a greater joy in performing this art. What are some of the other little realizations? One very important one is if you sit up straight, you're positive. If you slump, you're not. It's as simple as that. Another realization, if you have your head down like that, you get stiff shoulders. And if you hold it up, you don't. Well, these are important realizations to set the pattern for the early morning daily sadhana. Another realization, if you're sitting in meditation after puja and it's early in the morning and you close your eyes, your body will probably want to go back to sleep. So, counter that, keep your eyes open and concentrate on one beautiful flower or something in front of you and then go on with your meditation. Another important realization is that the hours before dawn are the best time for meditation and for puja. And other times, it doesn't quite work quite as well. Another realization is if you are initiated and you have Om Namah Shivaya to do 108 times a day, do it. Otherwise, you develop a guilty conscience, which is lowering your consciousness way down to the bottom. If you don't, and your life won't work out because you made a promise. Another realization on the path is if you use a credit card and you don't pay your bill, you don't fulfill your promise, it accumulates and accumulates and accumulates and accumulates and accumulates and accumulates, and you get burdened down and your future gets shorter and your past gets bigger. In the very same way, you will discover that if you don't do the 108 Om Namah Shivayas for a month or two, your future gets shorter and your past gets bigger. Pretty soon, that's all you can think about. And then you start thinking, well, you know, what does it matter anyway? I don't think I was so prepared for that initiation. And come up with a lot of excuses. That's a realization. Then there's another realization that if you just catch up those Om Namah Shivayas. You feel good about yourself, and the future gets bigger and the past gets smaller. Then another realization, that very same principle you can apply to everything in your life. Now those who go around the back way of trying to prove these small realizations to one another and to themselves, they say, well, there is no karma. I can do anything I want. So then they go and bump up into this and bump into something else and bump into other people and say things that they don't mean, or try to get a reaction out of someone to see them squirm. One day, maybe a year or two later, it all backs up on them. They say, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. There is something to this karma after all. When the future begins to look bleak and the past gets heavier and heavier and heavier. And therefore, in a very difficult way, they learn karma because they're on the path. Now, not necessarily everyone who comes to Hindu temples is on the path. They're coming off the Anava Marga. When they're fully on the Anava Marga, they are staying home watching TV. As they're coming off the Anava Marga, they're gathering their self together and coming to the temples throughout the United States and the world. But this does not mean that they've got that shakti part of that jump start. This means that they're dealing with the pain that's going on inside of them. Because the Anava Marga, the path of the little ego, is a very painful path, especially as one progresses in years. The physical body gets older, and the temple does ease the pain. Because the devas in the temple and the gods in the temple work with the aura and clear up the aura and the inner aura just a little bit. And then they go out again and mess it up, and then they come back, the same mess is there, clear it up a little bit, and that process goes on and on and on. And these people are not interested in the philosophy. They'll be the ones who say, oh, I know all that. Or they'll be the ones who are more honest and say, I don't know any of that, but I just like to come to the temple. When something happens within a person, it's a kundalini experience. It's an electrical experience. It's a one-time experience. It is a one-time experience. Most all spiritual experiences are a one-time experience, except when you get to the top, it can repeat, because the chakras begin to pop open their petals. Mooladhara has four. And then the next one, the next one, the next one. Then they're on the path. They can either walk on the path and take a wide circle around, investigating it by trying to disprove everything, or they can go on the straight path and think everybody knew what they were talking about, that the scriptures were valid scriptures, teachers speaking from their experience, and they believe them and follow their advice, and they go on a straight path. So it seems at the time of the Yajurveda, they had to give the same advice that we give now. Things haven't changed all that much. May he protect us both. May he be pleased with us both. May we work together with vigor. May our study make us illumined. May there be no dislike between us. Om, peace, peace. Pretty nice, huh? Have a beautiful day, everyone. Om Namah Shivaya.